Hey, my name is Kevin Larrabee, your host for the last 7 years or so of the FitCast, and I'm here today to talk to you about a couple things. There's no guest. This is really just going to be a brief little thing where I talk to you, and hopefully you will stick around and listen. I would really appreciate it if you do. So right now, we're kind of here to talk about what I'm calling like a crossroads with the podcast. We've done about 270 some odd episodes, a lot of bonus stuff, some offshoots, things like that. And really, we're kind of at a point where I'm trying to figure out what to do as the next step. I've kind of asked for supports of donation over these last couple months to help keep the show going and, you know, do what I want to do with it. And we've had some people that have been very generous to donate. But really, after the initial request, things dried up real fast after about 2 days. And then last week, we had two people donate after the second request. So let's step back a little bit. So if you go to thefitcast.com, you'll see I wrote a pretty lengthy blog post talking about a lot of this stuff. But since it is a podcast, I'm going to deliver it this way. Like I said, when I started the FitCast, it was really all about getting information. I was hungry for information in college. I was a sophomore, and I wanted to talk to people in the field. I wanted to interview them, and I thought it'd be a great idea. You know, if I'm going to talk to these people, I might as well share this information with as many other people that really want it. So I started looking into developing podcasts as a, you know, college student without money, like already is working as an RA to help pay for my education. I, you know, was very gracious for my parents to loan me some money for the startup equipment. My brother lent me a computer, and I more or less just trial and error figured all this stuff out, building the website, iTunes feed, all that stuff. And then I just emailed people like Eric Cressy and Craig Ballantyne, John Berardi, Mike Boyle, Mike Robertson, Bill Hartman, Alan Cosgrove, Cassandra Forsyth, Dan John. Like, these are the people in those initial couple episodes that really were willing to give me their time without anything in return. Like, I didn't have an audience and stuff like that. So that was really great for them to do. And also, with everything that comes with our increase in audience is that costs go up, whether it's bandwidth. And as now, you know, starting that when I was 20, now I'm 27, I have multiple full-time jobs working at Mike Boyle strength and conditioning, coaching athletes, working with clients, doing Body by Boyle online, our online educational platform. We now license the gym, and I'm a partner in that, and we're working on some other cool stuff in the background that is also eating up my time. So there's been less and less and less and less free time. And when it comes to the, you know, what do you do with that free time? It becomes like a price that you got to put on it, because how much is your time really worth? If you have, you know, 5 free hours on a Sunday, are you going to spend 2 of that doing a podcast? So the thing that, you know, has kind of come up is I need to figure out a way to continue the FitCast and make sure that it's going to be supported. Advertising is one way to do that. I really don't like using advertising because I think it gets in the way of the podcast. You have to almost intrude into it. And I wanted to keep it as simple as possible as an educational platform for you guys to just get information. We've had some great advertisers in the past with products that, you know, I've really supported. There's been literally dozens of companies that I've turned down asking to advertise on the show. And it is a simple case of, I think their product is kind of iffy. It's not something I would want to put my name on. And it's not something I think you guys would benefit from. I would never have someone come on the show, talk about something that, or advertise something that I'd be like, man, this is a waste of money. Why would I would never pay money for this. Why would I tell people to pay money for this? It's stupid. The other thing I never wanted to do is do like a block of like a blocked advertisement where like there's a whole segment for an advertiser. I don't want to do that either. Again, this has kind of always been a grassroots or approach or whatever you want to call it to the model. And Again, we'll get into that again in a second. The other option that we've always had is people have suggested doing a paywall. Maybe you only offer like the last 20 episodes for free. If people want the episodes before that, you know, think of like what newspapers do and, you know, video services do. Put all the other stuff behind a paywall. So maybe for $100, you get a membership to the previous episodes of the FitCast and you could download them through there. You know, again, I want to try to keep this open. And it just like, if I told that to myself when I was 20 years old, when I was going to start this, is like, if someone else was offering something like this, I'd be like, why don't they just offer everything for free? And then there's the donations, which we talked about before, that we had our initial request a while back, and we got about $400 in donations in 2 days. And I'm like, man, this is great. All right, we're going to totally be able to do this. I'm going to be able to justify, you know, spending the time doing this. I'm not paying money out of my pocket for equipment or bandwidth costs anymore. And maybe I can do some of the other cool stuff that I want to do that I'll talk about in a second. That dried up after 2 days. And like I said, did another request last week and on this past episode. And you know, again, very generous people. We got two donations from that, and so again, it's one of those things that I'm trying to figure out what the best way to go about doing this, because it's straight up a thing of, yes, I'm kind of asking for money. I'm asking for support to continue doing the show, because it is something I would like to continue to do, but it's getting harder and harder to justify the time and the expenses along with it. And really, the thing that I'm going to talk about at the end right now is what I want to do for the future of the show. I think as a podcast, it's a pretty simple thing. I would love to, you know, make sure if we're getting support, go back to weekly episodes, because I could look at this more as like a business and less of like, you know, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, whenever I get the urge to email Dan John or you know, email John Berardi saying, oh yeah, would you like to talk on Skype for an hour? It would become more of like, yeah, all right, who am I interviewing this week? Who am I interviewing next week? And I'd love to do more live shows where there's more interaction with the audience. Like, it's so crazy going out to Perform Better seminars and then finally actually interacting with the audience. And I don't really get to do that. Technology has progressed enough where it's easy to do that stuff with like Google Hangouts. And I think it would be really cool for you know, to interview someone and to have the audience listening in and being able to ask follow-up questions and stuff like that. And maybe if they didn't get the answer that they wanted, you know, ask for some kind of clarification. I want to do more of that. And just simply doing more video content, whether it's just recording the video webcam of every single guest that we have on the show has the ability and is willing to do that, so you can get a little bit more context for what they're talking about, getting some more personality out of that. And, you know, potentially if they're in the gym or something like that, they can show you specifically what they're talking about. The other thing that I'd love to do is doing some more on-site video with fitness professionals out there. Like, if you listen to this past episode with Dan John talking about going to Utah and doing, you know, spending a day or two with him, shooting a bunch of video stuff and just sharing it with you guys, not charging for it, but just giving it to people. And saying, yeah, this is like what a workout at Dan John's house looks like on a Saturday morning before you throw meat on the grill and watch college football. I think that would be a great thing to do, and I'd really love to do that. Same thing like going out to, I mean, with the connections that I've made, I know people with gyms all over the country, all over the world, and being able to bring in a camera and interviewing them and having them show exactly what they do through video. I don't think anyone's really doing that right now. I think that would be something that people would get a lot out of. So at the end, again, this is where we kind of all take a deep breath and figure out what the next step is, because I'm never going to position this to the audience, to you guys, as if I don't get donations, I'm not going to do the show anymore. I'd like to do it with more regularity. I would like to produce a better show. I'd like to produce more content outside the actual podcast. But I can't do this stuff without being able to justify it in some way to say, all right, after working 65 hours this week, I'm going to spend another couple hours organizing an interview, recording the interview, editing the interview, posting it on the website, paying for the bandwidth, and going through all these things. That's getting harder and harder to do now that I'm pretty well set up at work with multiple different jobs that I do through Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. So this is it. This is me talking to you guys directly, because I know sometimes posting on Twitter or Facebook for donations is not the best way to go about doing it. This is me asking right now if you've enjoyed the 500 hours of podcasting that has been posted, if you've enjoyed the 270 episodes, if you want to see it continue like it is now but better and more of it, I need the support of the audience. I need to know that you guys want it. I need to know that, people aren't just downloading this and, not listening to them. I need to know that there is a demand for this stuff. Otherwise, I can't put the time and the effort into it, because I will strictly, it will be kind of a vote of no confidence from the crowd. Will I still do the podcast either way? Probably, when I have the time, I'll interview someone, but the main thing I get from people is, do more episodes with John and Lee, do more episodes in general. And I'd love to do that, but the time that it takes to do that eats up into what I would use for, life. So again, I hope this is making sense. I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. And as we go into the eighth year of the show, I want to do something that's different and better, and I want to make it a little bit more of I want to make it better, a better product, because I want it to be something that not only I can be proud of and, make sure I'm, putting in the right amount of energy. I want to make sure that you guys love it even more and that it continues to grow. But that's where I'm at right now. If you want some more clarification on exactly what I'm talking about, go to thefitcast.com. There's the main blog post up on the website. And there's a donation button on the right side of the website. You can donate through PayPal using a credit card or a PayPal account. And, really, this is kind of where this needs to go. Again, I don't want to do advertising. If it comes to that, I'll start talking to advertisers again. But you have to understand, when advertisers come to me, there's demands from them too when it comes to placement on the show. Do you guys want a 10-minute segment from an advertiser every week talking about, a supplement company talking about their supplements? I don't think that's going to be something that you guys would want to hear. Like I said, if you've enjoyed the podcast, if you've listened to it and you think it's worth supporting, I wish you would do that. That's kind of how this system works for the most part. I don't want to do a Kickstarter. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I want to just say, give me a vote of confidence. If you guys want this stuff, I want to deliver it to you. So let me know. Go to thefitcast.com. Go to the donation tab. Click on it and let me know if you guys want it. Let's, don't want to say put your money, put the money where your mouth is, but that's kind of what we're talking about here. So either way, thanks as always, for listening to this today and for tuning into the podcast every time it's posted. Like I said, I'm going to deliver some great stuff to you guys, but I need the support financially to do it. I want to travel and check out some of these gyms and do some awesome hour-long video episodes for you guys with them. And I just think there's a really good opportunity here. I just need, it can't come out of my pocket anymore. It's hard to justify doing that. So, like I said, as always, thanks for listening. Give me your feedback. Post in the comment section. Let me know what you think. I am opening to suggestions. But like I said, the support through donations is how I would like to do it. I'd like it to be powered by you guys and not powered by X company. You know what I mean? So let me know. I will be in the comment section. You can reach me at twitter.com/KevinLarrabee. Talk to me through that. Facebook.com/KevinLarrabee. Kevin@theficast.com. There's three easy ways to get a hold of me. I would love to hear your feedback. Thanks as always, guys. I really appreciate it.